I just like to have it close to me. We just spent some time talking with our young people and you about the importance of God's Word. I want to illustrate something using my cell phone, something that happened to me a little over a week ago. Pond and I were headed to Paul and Morgan's to meet them to go to Jackson for a special occasion for them. And right after we got turned off on the highway, headed that direction, my phone rang. Now, as usual, the custom for us, any laws in the land out notwithstanding, I handed my phone to my wife because I have on my driving glasses and I can't see well on there anyway with them on to know what's on there. So it's just handy to give it to her. If it's a text, she can answer it or whatever. And if it's a phone call, she can answer that and see if it's something we need to mess with. All right? So phone rings. I hand it to Pondy. She looks at it and she tells me who it is and she answers the phone. And she's going, hello, blah, 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 blah. She said, here he is right here. She handed me the phone. So we're headed down the road. I reached for the phone, put it on my ear, and I'm talking to this person, and it didn't take very long, and we hung up, and I put my phone back in my pocket, and we're continuing down the highway, and I look up in the mirror, and there's a car behind me, awfully close, and then all of a sudden, the blue lights are going. At that moment, Pana said, oh yeah, I heard at church Wednesday that there's a new law in Tennessee where if you're using your cell phone while you're driving, they're going to stop you. So we got stopped. This deputy sheriff comes up to the window like they always do, and he was nice enough and gracious, and I can tell you that I've been stopped for other things when the police weren't so nice and gracious. And not that they gave me a ticket, they just weren't nice and gracious. But this deputy was very nice. And he asked me who I was and that stuff, and let me see your driver's license and your insurance card and all that. He said, you know, it's against the law in Tennessee to have your cell phone in your hand, whether it's here or here. And I found out later, even if it's like laying in your lap, because the law says that's against the law in Tennessee, and apparently some other states have already done that, for you to do that. So then he's telling me the typical things he should tell me because he's an official of the state of Tennessee. Turns out he's some kind of a preacher somewhere. So we had that somewhat common of a ground. And he was very nice, and I told him what happened, and he said, I appreciate your honesty. He said, and he took my stuff, and he went back to his car, and he came back with a ticket. But it was a warning ticket, which meant I didn't have to pay $200 for a 30-second phone call while I was driving my car. He didn't have to do that. He could have given me the ticket, and he would have been well within his rights because the law says simply, if you use your cell phone while you're driving and we stop you, we can fine you $200. Way more important than that is what we just started a while ago with our kids singing. Think about what God said in Deuteronomy 6. I didn't say all of it to them because I wanted to move along with that. But I'm going to read it to you right now, and I'm not sure I can really truly quote this piece good enough. But Deuteronomy 6 says this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Well, you know, Jesus said that to the man that asked him, what's the greatest commandment in Matthew chapter 22? So we're familiar with that, right? Okay, but this is Moses talking to the people that God had said unto him. And these words, that's the words of the law of Moses. The book of Deuteronomy is Moses reteaching the law of Moses to the wilderness wandering survivors, because they needed to hear that before they went to Promised Land. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. But there's more. There's more emphasis from God about how important this is. And thou shalt bind them for a sign on thine hand. Almost kind of like we wear watches or bracelets or stuff. But sometimes the bracelets have some significant meaning to us. And when we see that, we're reminded of that. That's the thought we should have about the Word of God. It's like we're wearing a bracelet. That's the Word of God. But there's more. And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Now, that's like the Pharisees took this to the nth degree. They made a thing called the phylactery, and they would have some of the Word of God rolled up in that, and it would hang from their headpiece and be right in front of their eyes all the time, so they could fulfill that requirement, they thought, that it should be in front of their eyes all the time. Now, that's not literally what he meant. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. That's awfully important that God would say that that's the way you ought to view His Word. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which He sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. And then he starts to talk about all the good things that are going to be for them for there. But it was all upon this foundation of how important God's Word was to them to be in the right relationship to Him. Well, now we can fast forward to today. We don't have to have the Ten Commandments engraved in our hearts, but we need the Word of God in our hearts. The Word that says that God is the gracious, merciful, forgiving God who's the one who, the author of salvation for us from our sins. That He loves us so much He doesn't want us to die and be punished for our sins. Like the law says. The law says if you sin, you deserve to die. But God is way more merciful and forgiving than that deputy sheriff was to me. And this is a much more important thing. Talking on my cell phone could get me a $200 ticket. Well, I mean, who wants to spend $200? Nobody. But that's not anything like the penalty there is for not keeping God's Word. And God's the only one that can forgive us of that. No earthly judge or person can forgive us, can show us that mercy we need to have in order to get to go to heaven. Maybe you're here this afternoon and you've never obeyed the gospel. That comes from God's Word. It should be in our hearts and as signs on our hands and frontlets in front of our eyes and on the doorpost of our home, that we should be thinking about them all the time. That believe in Him and believe in His Son who died on the cross for our sins. And if you haven't done that, repented of your sins and confessed Him publicly and put Him on in baptism, then you're not one of His children. And we want you to be. Or maybe you are, but you're not living the godly life. That you think God in the end is just going to forgive me even when I'm making all these missteps, but He needs you to confess and repent of those now so He can forgive you, because someday it'll be too late. So if you're here this evening and you are subject to the invitation of the Lord to become a child of God or to be restored as a faithful child of God, won't you come right now as we stand and sing our song of encouragement?